Hello there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Elsie. So, we've read two Aesop's fables, right?
Yes, we have.
The Sun and the Wind.
Right.
What is the other one?
The other one was The Bird and the Water Bottle, or The Crow and the Pitcher. Now, the sun and the wind had the wind and the sun fighting each other to see who was best. The wind blew hard to try to blow off a man's jacket. The wind used its power, but the sun thought carefully and said, hey, if I make it hot, the man will just take off his jacket. I won't have to make him. The sun wins, and the sun shows that it's better to use your mind than your strength. And then the crow, or the bird with the water bottle. What happened there?
Which is your favorite, right?
Well, with the bird and the water bottle, we should just recap. The bird was thirsty. There was a bottle of water with water in it. The bird couldn't reach the water, so it dropped some little rocks inside, raised the level of the water, and that allowed the bird to finally get its drink. The bird also showed that using its mind, using its brain, being clever, is a good way to solve a problem and make your life better. So well done, Mr. Bird. Today, we have the Aesop's fable of an honest man. An honest man.
诚实的男人.
Who could this be? Well, the only way to find out is to start reading.
Aesop's Fables.
An Honest Man.
One day, a man drops his axe into a river when he's cutting down a tree. The river god sees this and comes to help. However, he wants to test the man. He puts his hand in the river and pulls out a gold axe.
Is this yours?
The god asks.
No, it's more expensive than mine,
says the man. Next, the god hands the man a silver axe, and the man says the same thing. Finally, the god gives the man his axe. He also gives him the other axes, because he didn't tell a lie. This story shows that it's good to be honest. River, river.
Tom likes to take a boat out on the river and go fishing. Tom likes to take a boat out on the river and go fishing. God, God. Some people believe in many gods. Others believe in only one.Some people believe in many gods. Others believe in only one. Test, test. The boss tested the new worker by giving him some difficult jobs. The boss tested the new worker by giving him some difficult jobs. Same.Same. My friend and I wore the same red dress today. My friend and I wore the same red dress today.
Yeah, so our title is An Honest Man. So honest, just to sort of give you an idea very quickly, is someone who tells the truth all the time, who doesn't lie, who always tells the truth, who always tells things the way they really are. So let's start reading and find out what's going on with this honest man. It says, one day, a man drops his axe into a river when he's cutting down a tree. I'm not sure if this man is honest, but he's kind of clumsy. He kind of just let the axe fly out of his hands. Luckily, no one was around to get hit by a flying axe. And the axe fell into a river. The man, of course, was using the axe to try to cut down a tree, so he can either go into the river to try to get it back, or he can find the nearest axe store and just go buy another one.
Or he can just go home.
Or you could just go home and say, hey, who needs wood? Anyways, yes, we have this word power word, our first for today, and the word is river. R-I-V-E-R, river. Now, a river is basically just a body of water. It's not an ocean, which is really big. It's not a sea, which is big. It's not a lake, which is fairly big. A river is smaller than those, and it usually runs or flows across many, many miles of land, or through many miles of land. Rivers will end up going into lakes or seas or oceans, but the river is much narrow. It's kind of like a snake, and it kind of cuts across the earth. Rivers, though, are the biggest of this kind of thing. We also might have streams or creeks or brooks or even a rill. Yes, a rill. That's a very, very small river. But a river is bigger. Rivers are usually too big to swim or walk across. That's why we often build bridges across rivers. Here in Taipei, we have the Jilong River, the Danshui River. These are big bodies of water. They carry water from the mountains out into the ocean. And yes, they're big. You could swim across one. I don't know why you'd want to, because they have bridges that allow you to drive or walk across a river. Big rivers carrying water from high parts of the land down to lower parts. For example, Tom likes to take a boat out on the river and go fishing. Tom likes to take a boat out on the river and go fishing.
River 这个名词就是河流啦。那我们的例句说 ,Tom 喜欢驾船在河上航行和钓鱼。那我们这边的故事呢来到有一天一个男人在砍树的时候不小心将他的斧头扔进了河流里面。斧头我们说叫做 X, 可以是 AXE 或是 AX, 两个都可以。
Alright, so what happens next? Well, the river god sees this and comes to help.I totally forgot about river gods. This, of course, is a story from ancient Greece, and for them, there were gods of everything, including rivers. Well, Poseidon was the god of the oceans. I wonder who the river god was. I'll have to look that up. Anyways, so this very powerful river god sees this and comes to help, sees that the man has dropped his axe, and being a nice god, or at least a god in a good mood that day, says, I'm going to go help that man. Now, a god is a noun. It's also our second word power word. Wonderful little word, because it's only three letters. G-O-D. God. Now, a god is, well, basically a spiritual being. It's something that has many amazing powers. It doesn't live here on Earth. It might come down to do things on Earth to help people who drop their axes in rivers, for example. But gods often live up in some kind of amazing other space beyond the earth, in heaven or Valhalla or on top of Mount Olympus for the ancient Greeks. And they have these amazing super special powers. They can make people fall in love, they can kill people, they can start wars or cause accidents, or they can do good things and heal people and do nice things as well. They're part of myths and legends and religions. Now notice here we are spelling God with a small g. If we talk about the Christian God that many people believe in, that God would be written with a big G. That's that person's name, God. But when we talk about Greek or Roman gods, they have small g's because there were many of them. River gods, in this case, helping this man. For example, some people believe in many gods, others believe in only one. Some people believe in many gods, others believe in only one. I remember I pointed out there that this is a male spiritual being. If it's a female, it would be a goddess, G-O-D-E-S-S. So gods are boys, goddesses would be ladies or girls.
God 就是神的意思。那注意哦，这边的 G 是小写的 G。那如果是大写的话，它指的是上帝。那我们的例句说啊，一些人相信有很多神，其他人相信只有一个神。那回到文章里面，河流之神看到之后就过来帮忙。The God comes to help.
That's right. So let's see how the God helps the man. The easy way would be for the God to go down there, pick up the axe, and hold it out to the man, or even just toss it out onto the land out of the river. But of course, Greek gods never did it the easy way. That's no fun. So the article says, however, he wants to test the man. He wants to make the man's life trouble, basically. Test is our third word power word. It's a verb, and it's spelled T-E-S-T, test. All right, test. Now, a lot of you might be thinking, yeah, I know that word. It's a noun, right? It's something that you write when you're answering questions in school. Yeah, that is a test, like an exam or a quiz, but we can also use the word as a verb. To test is basically to give someone a test. So when your teacher gives you a test, your teacher is testing you on the things that you should have learned. But we can also use it in a less sort of formal or a less sort of school kind of way. A test could also be similar to a challenge. Putting someone into a difficult situation, a situation where they're faced with a problem, and seeing what they do to try to solve that problem. Remember yesterday's lesson about the bird and the water bottle? Well, that was testing the bird's brain. The bird was thirsty, the water was there, but it couldn't reach it. So that was testing the bird, seeing how the bird would react, seeing what the bird would do to try to get that water. So to put someone in a challenge, to ask that person to answer difficult questions, that is to test that person or animal. For example, the boss tested the new worker by giving him some difficult jobs. The boss tested the new worker by giving him some difficult jobs.
Test 在文章中呢，当动词使用是试验、考验的意思。那我们平常考试，我们写的那一份测验也叫做 test。那我们例句说啊，老板给这位新的员工一些困难的工作来考验他。那回到文章当中呢，这个河神啊，他想要试验这个男人。How is the river god going to test him?
Well, we have to read on to find out. It says he puts his hand in the river and pulls out a gold axe. This is an interesting test. So the river god thinks, hey, I'm going to give this guy a little problem and see what he does with it. So he reaches into the river, he pulls out an axe, but this is not the man's axe because this axe is made of gold. First of all, it's super expensive, and second of all, gold would be a terrible metal to make an axe out of. You probably couldn't cut a stick of butter with a gold axe.
所以这里河神将他的手放到河流里面，然后拿出一个金斧头 ，a gold one.
Yeah, a gold axe, not good for chopping down a tree. Gold is very soft.
And what does the god say?
Well, the god holds up the axe, holds it out to the man, and then says, "Is this yours?" The god asks. This is a very casual, friendly god.
这是你的吗？
All right. The man says, "No, it's more expensive than mine." says the man. Remember, this man we were told at the beginning was very honest. He always tells the truth. So he is living up to his name. He is telling the truth here. He's saying, no, that's not my axe. And since that one is made of gold, it's more expensive than mine. It would cost a lot more money than the axe that I just lost.
He's super honest.
Very
I would
honest.
Say yes. Yeah, this is my gold axe. Give it to me.
Then you're a very dishonest person and the gods would punish you.
好，这边的男人回答不是，这比我的还要贵。It's more expensive.
Yeah, definitely. Next, the god hands the man a silver axe, and the man says the same thing. So the god holds up a second axe. This axe is made of silver, which is also a valuable metal and still wouldn't be a very good axe. But the man says the same thing when the god asks, is this your silver axe? The man says, nope, that's not mine. He says the same thing. Same is our fourth word power word, S-A-M-E, same. Same is an adjective, and it basically means that one thing is just like the other thing. It's 一样. All right, so if they're alike, if they're equal, if there's no difference between them, they are the same. If you buy a pair of running shoes with, you know, red tops and blue stripes, and your friend has one from the same company in the same color, maybe even in the same size, you'd say, hey, we're wearing the same shoes. I gotta go change mine because that looks weird. So if it's the same, there's no difference between them. They're equal, they are alike, they're exact copies with one another. For example, my friend and I wore the same red dress today. My friend and I wore the same red dress today, and boy, were we both really embarrassed. And I felt terrible because I looked really pretty in that red dress.
You sure?
Dang!
Same 这个字呢是相同的或是一样的，那相反就是 different 不同的。那例句说， Mike 跟他的朋友今天穿了相同的红色洋装 and you look good in the dress.
I look fabulous in the dress.
Wow.
Yeah, anyways, next time. There'll be more parties.
Okay, 回到文章当中呢我们看到 hand 这个字又出现了。不过在这里呢它当的是动词用代表交给传递。所以接下来呢河神就递给这个男人一只银斧头。这个男人回答还是一样 It's not mine, it's more expensive than mine.
All right, so let's see what happens next. So the man has passed the first two tests, right? He's been honest two times. So next we read, finally, the god gives the man his axe. The one he lost, the one he paid for, the one that's not made of gold or diamonds or silver or even platinum. It's just a normal steel or iron axe.
最后河神终于给了男人他的真斧头。
All right, and this is where the fun begins. It says he also, the god, the river god, he also gives him, the man, he also gives him the other axes because he didn't tell a lie.
Oh.
It's his bonus gift for winning the game show.
河神呢也给了他其他两只斧头因为他没有说谎。我们这边看到 other 是其他的那 other axes 就是其他的斧头。The other axes 是有指定的其他斧头也就是金斧头和银斧头。那我们现在呢先进 Matchbox 听讲师讲解 The other, the others 还有 the other 加上名词的用法。
Matchbox 找亮点。
大家好我就是班上最可爱的樱桃小丸子了。I'm cuter than the other students in my class. 呼呼呼呼！可是哦，可恶的杰说什么可爱？他说我是比其他同学笨吧？可恶，我才一点也不笨。今天呢，我就学会了英文不定代名词的用法。我就不相信杰也会。现在谁才是笨蛋呢？到底什么是不定代名词嘞？赶快跟你说，不然等一下我姐笑你笨。所谓呢，不定代名词哦，就是表示不特定的人或者是东西咯。比方说呢 ，I want to buy a new pencil。人家我想要买一支新的铅笔哦，爷爷就去帮我买了。Grandpa bought one for me at the shop. Okay, Grandpa bought one for me at the shop. 爷爷呢就在店里面帮我买了一支铅笔。那这个句子里的 one 呢其实指的就是 pencil。但是这支铅笔是哪一支呢可能呢是粉红色包装也可能是黄色。也有可能呢是电视广告上的那一支。我们呢如果要指不特定的人或者是东西我们呢就可以使用不定代名词咯。知道了谁是不定代名词今天呢就要来特别的介绍哦特定范围的用法咯。刚才已经说了呢我们是指不特定的人或物就要用不定代名词。但是呢如果要限定范围 ,OK, 是在哪里买的或者是呢在哪里的这个人或东西我们呢就可以在前面加上 the,OK, 比方说呢 the other, 或者是复数。The others 怎么使用呢打个比方了我有两个苹果一颗呢是大颗的另一颗呢诶不是是小颗的所以呢我们说了 One of my apples is big OK The other isn't OK 因为我只有两个苹果这个苹果呢只有一个是比较大的所以呢我们限定范围呢就要在这两个苹果里面所以呢注意到 other 前面就要加上 the OK 两个里面的另一个我们已经有指定范围了或者是呢我们可以用复数 the others OK 复数的用法比方说呢这次考试呢哈哈我们班的班长婉伟哦他呢又考了第一名了 He scored higher than all the others at the school他得分呢比学校里面的其他同学都高 He scored higher than all the others at the school OK 在这里面呢我们用到的 the others 指的呢其实就是 the other students 我们呢也可以在后面加上名词 the other students 或是呢如果我们都知道在讲同学我们直接讲 the others 我们呢已经限定了在学校里面的其他同学这个呢就是我们有限定范围的不定代名词的用法咯
All right, so there you have it. The man takes his three new axes, two of which are really expensive, and I guess he finishes cutting down a tree and then goes home to surprise his family. The article says, though, this story shows that it's good to be honest because you never know when a river god is going to give you a golden axe.
所以这个故事的 moral 就是诚实是好的 Being honest is good.
That's right. All right, now it's time for review. So let's go do that after this quick break.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so for our review time game today, we're going to do some spelling. Yay! Everybody loves spelling, right? But we're going to do it anyway, so stop complaining. All right, we had four new words today. The good news is that none of these words are long. We don't have encyclopedia or dictionary or prestidigitator. None of these long words. The most we have is five letters in one word. Let's go over them again just to help you a bit more. River, God, test, and same. So I'm going to give you a basic definition of the word.
Okay.
And you're going to have to guess the word.
Uh-huh, and then spell the word.
Spell the word.
Okay.
But we're going to go from easy to difficult. All right, easy, so this one is a very powerful spiritual being. People would pray to them, and in ancient Greek stories, they're always doing things to mess with people.
Mike, 在说的就是神, God, G-O-D.
That's the word, and that's how you spell it. Very well done.
小写的 G, small g.
Small g, that's right. That one was only three letters. Now let's step it up a level and go to four-letter words. Not that four-letter word. Four-letter words. Okay, so give me one. We have two. Give me a definition, and I'll try to spell it.
Okay. It's not different.
It's not different,、mm-hmm. so it must be young. It must、
yeah.
be same. S-A-M-E, same.
Same.
There you go. Okay, one other four-letter word. It's like a, oh, it's to put someone into a challenging situation. It's to put them in a situation where they need to find a solution to a problem.
So, to test that
to
person.
To test that person.
Test.Easy. T-E-S-T. Test.
You passed the test. I、
yeah.
tested you and you won through. Very、
right.
well done. And the last one we have is the、
oh,
five-letter word.
The longest one.
It's going to be hard.
Okay, so it's smaller than oceans. It's smaller than, oh, it's bigger than streams.
Bigger than a stream. Lakes. L-A-K-E-S. Lakes.
I think...it's bigger than lakes. 比湖再大一些些 Longer?
It's longer than、mm-hmm. lakes. Not bigger than lakes. Longer than
longer.
Lakes. River. R-I-V-E-R. River. So there you go. Don't lose your axe in a river. If a god does find it, tell the truth. And remember to share your gold axe with your family, because that's the nice thing to do when a river god gives you a gold or silver axe. So...Remember that. Be honest. Always tell the truth. And we'll see you back here very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aesop's Fables.
An Honest Man.
One day, a man drops his axe into a river when he's cutting down a tree. The river god sees this.And comes to help. However, he wants to test the man. He puts his hand in the river and pulls out a gold axe.
Is this yours?
The god asks.
No, it's more expensive than mine,
says the man. Next, the god hands the man a silver axe, and the man says the same thing. Finally,The god gives the man his axe. He also gives him the other axes, because he didn't tell a lie. This story shows that it's good to be honest. River, river. Tom likes to take a boat out on the river and go fishing.
Tom likes to take a boat out on the river and go fishing. God, God. Some people believe in many gods. Others believe in only one. Some people believe in many gods. Others believe in only one. Test, test. The boss tested the new worker by giving him some difficult jobs. The boss tested the new worker by giving him some difficult jobs. Same, same. My friend and I wore the same red dress today. My friend and I wore the same red dress today.